And a very pleasant good evening from Saugatuck High School at Saugatuck High School basketball. Doubleheader style tonight. Boys first, girls second. The Bangor Vikings are the visitors. And we are a little bit delayed, about 20 minutes or so, because of difficulties for the Bangor transportation in getting the team here. But they have arrived, and they are getting ready for the boys game under the auspices of Dick O'Day. While head coach Robert Alexander and his Bangor Vikings girls will watch the first game before they take on Kevin Tringali's Indians in the second game. Holly Rose is our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. We look forward to bringing you two exciting high school basketball games involving two rivals from the Southwestern Athletic Conference North Division. The Saugatuck Indians and the Bangor Vikings playing the boys' game first, and it'll be a tough test for the visiting Vikings, who are coming in 3-3 in the SAC North, and the Vikes are 2-1 in conference play. But they're taking on the co-leaders in both league and overall, with Saugatuck and Fenville both boasting 6-1 report cards and have won their first two league encounters. Saugatuck in most impressive fashion with victories against Goebbels here and the wipeout of Bloomingdale a week ago. Now, it's been a little bit of a break for the visiting Hartford Indians. They have not played since playing a game over at University Arena in Kalamazoo when they lost to the Fighting Phoenix of Kalamazoo Phoenix. But Saugatuck began a strenuous stretch of games on their schedule, caused a little bit because of postponement when they had to play the makeup game on Tuesday night here against Hartford, and handled the visiting Hartford Indians with some aplomb by a final score of 61-37, a game that wasn't as close as the scoreline would indicate. But as you'll hear from head coach Tom Keeson, the little bit of inconsistencies that has plagued Saugatuck boys basketball this season hasn't really hurt them, except for the one game in the Cornerstone tournament against Tri-Unity Christian. But it is something that, as Coach Keeson will remark, they need to address in order to be successful against tougher opposition that they will face. Part of it is tonight, and of course the team does not want to look too far ahead to Monday's makeup doubleheader and makeup game against the Fenville Blackhawks here at Saugatuck High School. The game we'll bring to you on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Coach Dick O'Day, in his first year taking over for a long time Bangor coach Rocky Johnson, has had to do some rebuilding. Many of the stars that had a nice season for Bangor last season have graduated as a relatively young team, and we'll tell you more about them as we go along. Saugatuck and Bangor, it's the boys first, the girls second. There are some similarities in the series between these two schools in basketball, although in a certain sense the similarities are reversed. I'll explain about that momentarily, but when we return, we'll take a look at the visiting Bangor Vikings, who are making their way out onto the court, adorning their Cardinal red jersey uniforms, and we'll tell you about the Vikes in a moment. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Back here at Saugatuck High School, as the visiting Bangor Vikings under first-year coach Dick O'Day warming up to our left, the Saugatuck Indians loosening up in front of us. Dick O'Day taking over for Rocky Johnson, had a rocky start, losing his first three games before winning at Bloomingdale rather handily, 57-25. And then it's been split results after that. A game at Lawton was wiped out because of the inclement weather last week. That has to be made up a little bit later on. But back-to-back games at the beginning part last Friday and Saturday. And the Vikings went on to win at Martin 62-54, but then lost in a game that was played over at University Arena to Kalamazoo Phoenix 99-62. Bangor made a game of it in the first half, but then faded down the stretch, being outscored 28-8 in the fourth quarter to make the score very lopsided. Cody Clark has been a very strong player for the Bangor Vikings. The senior guard has popped in 25 points is against the Phoenix night after putting 32 up, his season high and the high for any player by the Bangor Vikings in the win last Friday at Martin. He is one of the senior veterans. Also a senior veteran is David Watkins, who popped in 20 points in the loss to Phoenix. Pretty much Coach Day goes with probably a five- or six-man rotation. Not a very deep team, and certainly one that if Saugatuck can get its running game going, can be able to wear down. The starters are the two seniors that are available to Coach O'Day, Watkins and Clark, along with juniors Tyler Graham and Quentin Johnson and sophomore Enrique Peterson. But again, some of the familiar names that have made Bangor a very competitive team in the Sacks North as they have graduated, and so it's a little bit of a rebuilding program under first-year coach Dick O'Day. The Hartford Indians looking to snap a four-game X that Saugatuck has held over them. The Bangor Vikings have not won since sweeping the home-and-home series with Saugatuck in the 2010-2011 campaign. That includes a December 10th, 2010 victory here at Saugatuck, 63-52. And as I mentioned in the open, it is somewhat parallel between the two schools and the two basketball programs. Saugatuck has won four straight from Bangor's boys. Bangor's girls have taken four straight over Saugatuck's girls. And Kevin Tringali would like to end that hex in the nightcap of our doubleheader tonight. So it's the Bangor Vikings, 2-5 on the season, 2-1 in the Sac North, going up against the Saugatuck Indians, coming off a very impressive victory over Hartford, 61-37. The victories have been impressive, and the one setback has been to Tri-Unity Christian. When we come back, we'll hear from head coach Tom Keeson talking about the Indians and their game tonight. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball. Little late, but we'll get this game going in approximately 10 minutes here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Earlier today, I had a chance to chat with Saugatuck head basketball coach Tom Kazin.
7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Saugatuck Indians taking on the Bangor Vikings. Head coach Tom Kazin, first game for the boys. We need to address it because it's maybe not a big deal, but then again, when it's a routine and you want to get the kids into a routine, when there is a delay before the game starts, is it a big? Is it something you have to sort of tell the kids, you know, keep your focus even though you're supposed to play at 5:30 and it's not going to be till 6?
It's funny you say that because I called them earlier when I found out that it was going to be a little bit of a delay, and then I told them, hey, let's just take it easy. I told them to report 20 minutes later, so I don't think it's that much of a distraction. It would be different if it was a long period of time, but a short period of time.
Routine, getting into routine. When it's Friday game and Tuesday game, now another Friday game. It's a routine now that where a team needs to rely on the foundations and the fundamentals you stressed during the preseason and in December.
Yep, we talked about that again yesterday. I think last time you and I talked, I think the kids are they understand we're into a routine now, and hopefully they'll respond tonight.
You mentioned after the game there were some things that happened in the victory against Hartford that sort of went under your skin a little bit. Things that lack of focus, I think is the best way of putting it. Was that something that was addressed the last couple of days?
Absolutely. We tend to play well in spurts, and then we go through a little lull, and we lose focus, like you said, and we address that. We had to stay focused from start to finish, because once we get playing some teams that are a lot better competition than Hartford, not taking nothing away from them, that can come back to bite us. So the kids understand that, and we addressed it. We had a good 30-minute powwow.
Good player that has developed pretty nicely as a freshman. We've talked about him as a football player, but developing as a basketball point guard is Blake Dunn.
He's doing well. At the beginning of the year, I wasn't really sure. I knew he was a great athlete. I knew he had the potential. But he's stepping up, and couldn't be happier for him.
All right, let's talk about the Bangor Vikings tonight. New coach, new system maybe, or is it just sort of carry over from what Rocky had before he left?
He has a little bit of different personnel. Rocky had some big players, some college players, and They're fast. They're not very big, but they're very scrappy. A lot of respect for them.
The importance of this game, considering what's down the line and what has gone on so far, your next-door neighbors are holding tight and holding tough right now. You want to be able to keep pace when they have the first visit Monday night, but you can't. Don't want to lose focus about this particular game.
No, we actually, the film that we had was Bangor-Fenville, and I deliberately didn't watch it. We had watched it earlier in the year when we were supposed to play Fenville originally. I didn't watch it because I didn't want the kids to lose focus. Because anytime we show film and Fenville's on it, kids understand it's a rival and they tend to watch them than the other opponent. So we just had a walk through what Bangor did. And we basically told them that, hey, let's focus on tonight and then worry about Monday on Monday.
Okay, you mentioned scrappiness. What things are you going to need to do, see from your team in order to get a victory tonight against the Vikes?
Well, we're going to have to communicate on defense. They run a lot of picks. And their guards are fast, and we're going to have to communicate and do some switching. And if we don't communicate, we're going to get in trouble. We're going to beat to the basket.
Head coach Tom Kaysen, good luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Gary.
When we come back, we'll look at the starting lineups and have more from here at Saugatuck. A little late, but better late than never at Saugatuck and Bangor. High school basketball coming up on 92.7 The Van at 92.7thevan.com.
This upcoming broadcast is made possible by authority granted by Saugatuck Public Schools and is intended for the private non-commercial use of audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions and the accounts of this game without the express written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. This announcer has been selected and is employed by Midwest Communications. This is one of six doubleheaders in the Southwestern Athletic Conference tonight. And one of seven doubleheaders involving Lakeshore teams tonight, with only the Alliance League schools, Black River and Holland Calvary, and Calvary Schools of Holland, enjoying this Friday night off. The other league doubleheaders, Fenville at Martin, Goebbels at Bloomingdale in the north, and in the south, Decatur at Waterville, Hartford at Lawrence, and Marcellus at Lawton. While it'll go along to Lakeshore, the boys game between Holland Christian and Hamilton will be on our AM station 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com tonight. The other doubleheaders besides the Maroons and the Hawkeyes in Hamilton, Byron Center at Holland, West Ottawa at Granville, Muskegon at Zeeland East, and Zeeland West at Unity Christian. The Saugatuck Indians going through a very rigorous stretch in their schedule, in which they play a game tonight, then have another game, the rivalry game, the derby game against Fenville here Monday night, and then the Marcellus Wildcats come calling on Tuesday evening. So three games in the space of 5 days will certainly put a tax and a test on Saugatuck's endurance and stamina and mental focus. And that is something that we touched upon a little bit with our conversation with Coach Tom Kaysen a little bit earlier. We'll see how the Indians respond in the four straight home games here tonight against the Bangor Vikings. When we come back, Andrew Holtz will get us the national anthem with the Saugatuck Marching Band, and we'll get this game tipped off. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Back here at Saugatuck High School, the crowd is standing, and Andrew Holtz has the Saugatuck Band in here tonight, and we will step aside and have them step to the microphone, and they'll be giving us our national anthem prior to the boys' game of the doubleheader against Saugatuck and Bangor. fighting the Saugatuck marching band. Actually, they're not really doing much marching. They are, of course, the regular Saugatuck concert band, we'll call it tonight, with our national anthem here at Saugatuck High School. Along with Harley Rose, I'm Gary Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us. Almost gave away the family secrets there, as we will be bringing you Saugatuck High basketball tonight against the Bangor Vikings. So let's give you the starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Vikings, clad in their road cardinal red uniforms, white numerals, and white and black trim. They will have, for first-year coach Dick O'Day, starting will be Enrique Peterson, the sophomore, two juniors, Tyler Graham and Quentin Johnson, and two seniors, David Watkins and Cody Clark. No positions given, I mean, no heights given to these players, just positions. Watkins, Johnson, and Clark are guards, and Peterson and Graham are forwards, but really no true center for Bangor. Now for the white clad Saugatuck Indians under Coach Tom Kaysen, as they are in their home whites with royal blue numerals and orange outline and orange and royal blue trim. The same five that Tom Kaysen brought out against Hartford on Tuesday night. The guards will be Mike Winowicki, the 6'3 senior, and Blake Dunn, the 5'9 freshman. Wes Webber is the swing man, the 6'6 senior. He'll play some forward, he'll play some point guard. Joe Koshelski, the 6'4 senior. Tristan Ferrer, the 6'1 senior, are the forwards for Tom Kaysen's Indians. We'll be moving left to right here in the first half here at Saugatuck High School. As we mentioned, Saugatuck has won the last four meetings between these schools since Rocky Johnson, the now former coach of the Bangor Vikings, had his team sweep the home-and-home series against Tom Kaysen's Indians back in 2010-2011. Saugatuck coming in at 6-1 and 2-0 in the SAC, and 2-0 in the SAC North. Bangor at 2-5 and 2-1 in the SAC North. So Tyler Graham goes to the center circle for Bangor against Saugatuck's Wes Webber. Ken Brunstrom, our referee, tips underway, goes into the forwards over to Koshelski, but his pocket was picked as he drove toward the basket. First turnover for Saugatuck as Bangor has got it. Ball deflected back into the backcourt by Webber as he's trying to keep the pressure on David Watkins. Watkins over the timeline, Indians in the man-to-man, trying to do to Bangor what they did to Hartford on Tuesday night. Force him into turnovers, 11 in the first quarter alone, that pretty much took the visiting tribe out of the game. Here is Cody Clark doing the weave with Tyler Graham and David Watkins. Clark pulls it back to midcourt as they're trying to find a seam in the Saugatuck defense. Hartford was able to do that a little bit on Tuesday night. To the foul line, jumper by Johnson, off balance, no rebound, Blake Dunn for Saugatuck. Indians with their first true possession. Winowicki, triple right side, back of the rim, no. Long rebound, Koshelski's got it to Winowicki. Gets it inside for Ferrara, puts it up, puts it in. Tristan Ferrara opens the account for Saugatuck, his first two on a nice feed from Winowicki. And Indians will put some early pressure and get a steal from Webber, almost. West knocks it out of bounds. It'll be maintained, says referee Paul Campen, by the Cardinal Red Vikings of Bangor. Minute four gone in the first quarter. Saugatuck with a 2-0 lead. And just as we saw on Tuesday night, the Indians trying to ball hark and get some steals. They had a ton of them against Hartford on Tuesday night. Three-quarters court pressure by Saugatuck. David Watkins, one of the two seniors on the team, stares at the pressure as he tries to dribble over the timeline, lobs it into the front court for Tyler Graham. And Ferrara steps in front of Quentin Johnson and knocks the ball out of bounds. And head referee Ken Brunstrom rules it Bangor basketball in the far corner in the offensive zone for the Vikes. Inbound goes to Peterson. Runner by David Watkins, right side, no good. Rebound long to Quentin Johnson. Inside for Watkins, puts it off glass and in. David Watkins with the putback basket after the Indians allowed the Bangor Vikings to get that offensive rebound. Ball underneath off of the Bangor Vikings' Tyler Graham as Blake Dunn was trying to get to that loose ball in the offensive zone. Mike Winowicki will inbound for the Saugatuck Indians. Inside for Koshelski, off balance, no good. Rebound snatched away by Enrique Peterson. And Saugatuck will peel back as Watkins brings it over the timeline. We're tied at two. Almost 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Watkins still with the dribble, pulls up outside the arc, short on the shot, rebound Wes Weber. He outlets out to Dunn. He's got a two-on-two with Kraszewski, but he'll take it himself. Misses the underhand layup, but the rebound by Kraszewski is blocked on the putback. Long rebound to Cody Clark. He wants to run. He has a three-on-two underneath for Peterson. Lays it up. No, but it's a foul. Wes Weber blocked it, but he also got it with the body. First foul of the game goes against the Saugatuck 6'6 senior Wes Weber. So foul line left will be Enrique Peterson, the sophomore. Did not score in the game against Phoenix, or at least not recorded. He's put up a 10-point performance against Bloomingdale earlier this season. First of two. Good. And the first lead of the game for Bangor. Peterson gets the free throw. He's got one more coming. Sends them and scores them both. Peterson has his first two. It's 4-2. Saugatuck with the lead. Banger with the lead. Saugatuck with the basketball. Dunn, right side for Weber. Goes into the right baseline to pull it back out as we're seeing a 2-3 zone employed by Banger. Minowicki tried to get it inside. He was going to take a shot, then saw it was going to be blocked. Went up and down. That's a turnover. That's two against Saugatuck already. 2:25 gone in the first quarter. 4-2 Banger with the lead. Saugatuck's playing a trapping half-court defense, but it's broken by the Bikes. Baseline drive, pulling back out now for Cody Clark. The ball was stripped away from him into the hands of Weber. Weber pulls up inside the arc, pops, spins out. Too much English. Rebound snatched away. Tyler Graham. Indians not shooting very well in the early going. David Watkins walks the ball over the timeline. One of the few times tonight, perhaps Saugatuck will allow him to walk. Cody Clark, foul line extended right. Flips it for Peterson. Clark. Peterson on the right side. Doing the weave with Tyler Graham. Graham trying to work around Ferrara. Picks up the dribble. Pass is picked off by Blake Dunn. Turnover for Banger. They have two cough-ups. Front court is Tristan Ferrara. His back pass deflected in the hands of Weber to Winnowicki. Triple right side. Got it right side. Mike Winnowicki, his first three, and the Indians regained a lead at 5-4. Second lead change of the game with 4:30 to go in the first quarter. 5-4, and a pass goes right into the hands of Kraszewski. His pass for Dunn deflected off of the hands of Quentin Johnson out of bounds. So Banger had been very alert early on, but now they've caught it up in the last two possessions on turnovers. Winnowicki will inbound. Mike looking at a 2-3 zone. Inside for Ferrar. Kicks it back to Weber. Winnowicki. Corner left side. Triple. Got it. Two straight trays for Winnowicki. The Indians now have doubled the score on their guest. It's 8-4. Winnowicki had 23 and 25 the last two times he's faced the Bangor Vikings. And the pressure defense gets to Enrique Peterson. He throws it off of the back wall out of bounds. Four turnovers for Bangor. And we're going to get a timeout called by the Vikings right here. This timeout is presented by Michigan Tile. Winter sales, stop in. We'll keep it right here. And we will tell you that we will have Hope College basketball tomorrow afternoon as the Flying Dutchman back at DeVos Fieldhouse. And they'll be entertaining the Olivet Comets, trying to bounce back after a tough loss at Albion, in which Dakota Kazin impressed not only Rod Weatherby and Adam Prince, but also Coach Matt Neal. You can hear Matt Neal's comments when you go to our website at 927theband.com. Go to Hope Sports, and we podcasted the conversation with Ron and with Coach Neal on that particular section of the website. But it's Olivet and Hope tomorrow afternoon. We'll have it for you here on 927 The Band and 927theband.com, and that game will begin at 2:40 p.m. Full 60-second timeout as Dick O'Day has wanted to take a few extra moments. He'll take the full 60 on this one. As we saw on Tuesday night, Hartford had a lot of timeouts early on. 30-second drive, he tried to settle the team down, couldn't do so. Dick O'Day does not want to see his team suffer the same fate. Saugatuck has scored six unanswered points on two trays from Mike Winnowicki off of turnovers, and the Indians have the basketball in the front court. Again, 2-3 zone by Banger. Dunn trying to bust it with a triple on the right side. Got it on the right side. First free for Blake. He's coming off a season-high 11-point performance on Tuesday night. Indians have scored 9 straight. They lead 11-4. Underneath, nice pass goes to Peterson. He misses the shot, but the rebound's put back up and in to Quentin Johnson. Johnson with his first two. That snaps a 9-point run. Makes it an 11-6 game in favor of it. And underneath, Kaschelski gets his first two on the layup. And the Indians maintain that 7-point lead. And we got an offensive foul the other way as Graham charges in and commits the foul. First foul for Tyler, first foul for Bangor, but the fifth turnover going up against the visitors from Bangor. 13-6 in the game, 3:18 to go in the first quarter. And we've had our first substitution. And it's on the Saugatuck side as Joe Shishagway comes in to give Kaschelski a break. Done. Triple on the left side. He got hacked. No, shot is no good. We'll get 3 shots out of it. Quentin Johnson with the foul. And basically, you tell your players, if they're going to shoot 3, they will let them shoot the 3. Don't foul and give them 3 free throws. But that's exactly what's going to happen as Blake Dunn goes foul line right. Indians have outscored their guests 11-2 to take a 7-point lead. First drops for Dunn of 3. Second one coming. Dunn, perfect on the 2 free throws. Nothing but twine. One more coming for the freshman, the son of the football coach. His older brother start here. There's another Dunn coming too. Third one, however, does spin off. Rebound snatched away by Tyler Graham. Bangor down by 9, 15-6 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and they're trying to stay in this game. Stay within arm's length of Saugatuck. Inside Graham, off balance, no. He puts that back up again, off balance, no. Bangor's not getting very good balance shots. Rebound grabbed off by Ferrara. Deflected pass hits the stanchion above the basket as Weber tried to get the outlet going. Saugatuck will maintain possession. In comes Austin Phillips, the 5'10 senior, replaced Ferrara. Shishagway, the 6'2 senior, also joins Phillips, along with Blake Dunn, who gets the inbound from Winawicki and pops the triple from the right side. Second trade for Dunn. He's got 8 already. Indians by a dozen at 18-6. 2 trades for Dunn, 2 trades for Winawicki, and Bangor's in the hole. Off-balance shot. Hits the front of the rim by Bangor, puts back up and rejected by Weber. As Peterson tried to lay him up, and Weber, the 6'6 jumping jack, swatted away as we would swat the flies out of the press box in the fall. Done after a couple of trays and 8 points, sits down. Alex Anschutz, the 5'9 sophomore, comes in for the try. Here's Watkins driving in the lane. No, but a foul on the floor, says referee Paul Campen. And he will have an inbound situation. Weber will commit the foul. That's 2 on Wes. He may be getting a seat on the bench right now, and that's exactly what it is. Weber sits with 2 fouls. Alex Segovia, the 5'8 junior, comes in, and Tom Kaysen will have a chat with Weber before he takes a drink. Here's Cody Clark. From outside the circle, Rainbow drops in. Clark with his first 2. 18-8, Saugatuck's lead is a 10. Winawicki inside for Shishagway, out for Segovia to Anschutz. Segovia left side, still 2-3 zone for Saugatuck. Winawicki right side for Anschutz. Between a circular round to Segovia left side. Phillips back to Segovia, triple left side. Got it left side! If Bangor is going to play zone, Indians are going to try to bomb over it. They've gotten 5 triples already in the first quarter. They lead by 13, 14, 21-8. Here's a runner in the lane by Watkins. No good. Rebound deflected into the front court in the hands of Winawicki. Banks it up, banks it in. Winawicki with 8. Indians by 15, 23-8. We've seen this recipe before. We saw it against Goebbels. We saw it Tuesday night against Hartford. We're seeing it now. Strong first quarter to control the game. Right now for the Tribe, and we get a foul on Shishagway as he was a little too close to Cody Clark as he tried to drive right side, and Tom Kaysen's off the bench to instruct Shishagway on how he should have defended the play. 3 fouls on Saugatuck, First on Shishagway. Minute 10 to go, first quarter, Saugatuck by 15, 23-8. Watkins gets the inbounds. And we're going to get a palming of the situation as Watkins was being pressured by Segovia. Turnover number 6 for Bangor. Saugatuck had 2 early turnovers, nothing since then. Anschutz will inbound for the Tribe. We'll get the inbound pass. Deflected pass to Shagway. Lou has problems in the lane, gets it to Phelps, kicks it back to Winawicki. Triple right side, got it right side. That's 3 trays and 11 points in the quarter for Winawicki. 26-8, Saugatuck leads it by 18, and it's a steal by Anschutz. He'll drive and score on the steal. Alex's first two, 28-8, the Indians by 20 with 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Banger is getting schooled like Hartford was on Tuesday night. David Watkins flips it down to Clark. Cody trying to back in on Anschutz. His pass for Watkins goes out of bounds. 8 turnovers in the first quarter for Banger. Quickly off the bench, Jake Koenig to give Winawicki a break. Koenig, a 5'10 senior. So it's all subs now for Saugatuck. With Phillips and Shishagway, Koenig, Anschutz, and Segovia playing the final 13 seconds of the quarter. Anschutz walks it over the timeline. Right side, Koenig. Between the rings, Segovia. Right side, Anschutz. 4 seconds left to Segovia. Triple left side. It's the side of the rim, and the buzzer sounds. Strong first quarter as the Saugatuck Indians outscore their guests by 20. After 8 minutes of play, Saugatuck 28 and Bangor 8. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. 11 points in the first quarter for Mike Winawicki and 8 for Blake Dunn, pacing a Saugatuck attack in which they outscored their guest 28-8. We begin the second quarter with the same 5 on the floor for Saugatuck that ended the quarter. Alex Segovia, Alex Anschutz, Jake Koenig, Austin Phillips, and Joshua Shagway. Jacob Feisinger is now in for Bangor as he's the first substitute for the visitors tonight. They'll have the basketball to begin the second quarter, down by 20. David Watkins, high post right, back away on the fadeaway. No, rebound and shoots. Alex wants to run, but Banger's back with numbers. Koenig to Segovia, between the rings and shoots. Right now, Saugatuck really doesn't have a shooter on the floor outside of Segovia. Inside for Shishagway. Hooks there. No. Rebound grabbed off Austin Phillips offensively. Back out now for Koenig. Triple left side. No. Rebound grabbed away by Freisinger. He'll flip it over now to David Watkins. Tyler Graham along with Cody Clark and Quinton Johnson. The other 4 on the floor for the Vikings. Backing in is Clark. Foul line. Trying to get through a squeeze. Gets it left side for Freisinger. And we have a foul inside, says referee Ken Braunstrom. Foul will be on Anschutz. Nope, it will be on Shishagway, his second. So Joe has 2, and so does Weber. Another substitution now for Banger. Ricky Ayala, the junior, comes in. Saugatuck will send Jacob Vermeulen in. And the inbound goes away from Cody Clark and thrown away. 9 turnovers now for Bangor. And Saugatuck with a 28-8 lead. And we've played now a minute 3 here in the second quarter. So Vermeulen is a 6'1 junior. Joins Anschutz and Koenig. And now Vermeulen to Koenig. Right side drives and he walks, as referee Paul Campen. Only the 3rd turnover against Saugatuck. Anschutz and Segovia, Koenig, Phillips, and Vermeulen on the floor for Saugatuck. Watkins hands it over now to Quinton Johnson, to Clark. Clark trying to back in. Saugatuck now playing a 2-3 zone. Triple left side, no, but we're going to get a foul. That time Koenig was the one who committed the cardinal sin. Fouling on a 3-point play, and that is not something that Tom Kaysen likes, and so he's telling his team, you just don't do that. Telling the starters you don't do that. He's got his bench out there right now. So David Watkins with a couple of points. We'll try to get the first points of the second quarter for either side. Right-handed shot, foul line left, bricks the first. two for three now for Bangor at the line as a team. Saugatuck is two for three as well. But it's a three-shot foul for Watkins, so he's got a second crack. That one does fall. One more coming. 28-9, Saugatuck by 19. Watkins misses the third for Mullen, gets the rebound for Saugatuck. Into the front court for Anschutz. Alex, right side, plays catch with Koenig. Phillips to Koenig, inside the arc, jumper, rings off, rebound into the hands of Segovia. His pass stripped away by Clark, and Segovia knocks, and then Clark coughs it up as he tries to make the steal. So what we're going to do is only count that as one turnover, because Clark really never had full possession. So Saugatuck still with only three cough-ups. Vermeulen plays catch on the right side with Koenig. Through 2-3 zone being slapped up and has been throughout the first half for Bangor. Vermeulen, deflected pass into the hands of Anschutz. Triple from the top of the circle, no. Rebound, Johnson. Trips and falls, loses it. Referee Jim Hogaboom says, I didn't see anything wrong with that. Ball goes out of bounds, turnover Saugatuck. Dick O'Day is saying, you sure about that? The coach of the Bangor Vikings. And he gets an explanation from referee Hogaboom to his satisfaction. He nods his head and walks back. Indians will get their A team out, at least four members of their A team. Trying to get some sort of offense because right now the 2-3 zone has vexed the reserves. Segovia, triple right side short. Rebound offensive. Anschutz deflected into the hands of Vermeulen. Turnaround jumper in the lane. No. Rebound grabbed away. David Watkins for Bangor. 5:20 to go, first half. Saugatuck up by 19, 28-9. Here's Watkins. Run on the right side. No. Put back. No. Third crack. No. Fourth crack. Yes. Watkins gets four cracks at the basket. Finally gets one to fall. He's got five. Indians by 17, 28-11. Right side, Jake Koenig. Subs about ready to be taken out, four of them at least. And then Phillips and Vermeulen misconnect and miscommunicate and throw the ball away. Second turnover in the quarter and fourth in the game. So Vermeulen stays because Wes Webern has two fouls, but Ferrara, Dunn, Winawicki, and Koshelski return for Saugatuck. Watkins. And as Clark tried to move the ball into the lane, he did a southside shuffle or a southside stutter. It was more of a stutter than a shuffle. Turnover number 11 against the visitors. 4:40 to go, first half. Saugatuck by 17, 28-11. Winawicki in for Koshelski, backing in on a small opponent. And we moved the feet before he put the ball up. Little mental errors. We saw that in the Tuesday game for Saugatuck. A big first quarter, and then mental errors perplexed him after that. Eugene Burns, the freshman, comes in to replace Quentin Johnson. David Watkins has gone all the way. So has Cody Clark. Burns, along with Iola and Freisinger, on the floor for Bangor, joining the two starters. Here's Clark. Inside for Burns. Rejected by Vermeulen, who takes the ball away. Quick outlet to Winawicki. Drives and scores. Winawicki with 13. Indians by 19 at 30-11. Over the timeline, David Watkins for the Vikes. Moving right to left. Freisinger drives left baseline through two Indians. His shot is off balance. No good. Putback is also no good, but he draws the foul. And again, what we saw in the Hartford game we're seeing now, Saugatuck not strong on the defensive glass. Vermeulen will get the foul. First for Jake, six on Saugatuck. Bonus light will go on after the free throws from Freisinger. This high water mark this season, seven in the game against Galesburg Augusta. And he's on the board here. Jacob's first free throw is good. Vikes are 2-for-4 as a team from the stripe. Right-handed shot. Freisinger foul line left. Makes them both. 30-13. Saugatuck by 17 with 3:48 to go, first half. Dunn looking again at the 2-3 zone. Ferrara and Dunn play catch. Right side, Winawicki. Ferrara. Winnowicki right side. Takes the shot. Plays catch with Ferrara. Now he'll pop one from the triple right side. That is good. Four trays for Winnowicki. 16 points for Michael. The Indians by 20 at 33-13. Wes Weber with two fouls coming off the bench. He'll get ready to come back in. Here's Freisinger, triple on the left side. No good. Rebound grabbed away. Kieselski. Tom Kaysen says, let's move it, and that's what Dunn does to Winnowicki. Pulls up for the left side. Got it inside the arc. 7 in the quarter, 18 in the game for Winnowicki. Indians by 22 at 35-13. As we mentioned, Winnowicki lit up Bangor in losses. 23 and 25 points last year. Inside for Burns, around two Indians. He puts a short shot up, no good. He gets the offensive rebound and puts it back in. Eugene Burns with his first two of the game. 35-15, Indians again by 20. We've had one tie, two lead changes early. Winnowicki. Right side for Mullen, plays catch with Winnowicki. In the lane, Ferrara to Vermeulen. Triple from the left side. Got it on the left side. Jake with the first three. Indians by 23 at 38-15. Vermeulen equals his 3 points he scored against Hartford on Tuesday night with that tray. Here's a pull-up left baseline jumper by Freisinger. No good. Rebound out of bounds off of the hands of Kieselski. It'll go to the visitors. 2:10 to go in the first half. Saugatuck by 23, 38-15. Ferrara and Vermeulen sit down. Bailey O'Brien, the 5'9 senior, joins Wes Weber as coming into the game, and Weber steps in front of a pass and touches the sideline, says referee Paul Campen. So it'll maintain Bangor ball, almost a athletic steal there for Weber. Joe Kieselski and Mike Winnowicki, Wes Weber, Bailey O'Brien, Blake Dunn on the floor for Saugatuck. 2 minutes to go, first half. Here's a triple try, Cody Clark, right side, got it. Cody with five. 38-18, Saugatuck by 20. Here's Dunn, driving, score. Dunn with 10 points. 40-18. Clock says 41, but it's 40. Minute 38 to go. Right side, triple try again for Cody Clark. He's got two straight trays. 40-21. Saugatuck leads by 19. Triple Winnowicki left side. Got it again left side. Mike Winnowicki with five triples already. 21 points. Indians by 22, 43-21. Mike Winnowicki is holding the hot hand. And Clark commits a turnover as he moved the feet before he put the ball down to dribble. At the half, we'll take a look ahead to the girls' game, as we have two of them here tonight. Saugatuck and Bangor. Boys playing first, girls coming up. Minute to go. First half, Saugatuck by a comfortable 22. Weber playing point guard. Dunn, right side. Plays catch with Weber. Left side, Winnowicki. To Weber. Inside, Kieselski. Back to Weber. Triple from the left side. Got it from the left side. Wes is on the board. His first three. Indians by 25, 46-21. 35 seconds to go, first half. David Watkins over the timeline. Tries to get a pick from Ayala. And then throws it over the head of Clark out of bounds. Five turnovers in the quarter. 13 in the game for Bangor. Saugatuck's only coughed it up five times. So Blake Dunn will walk it over the timeline. Indians, just more content anything right now. Run their offense and maybe just run the clock out and get in the locker room. Strong first half for Saugatuck. Some inconsistencies, but when they've been on their A game, and Mike Winnowicki has, 21 points, he wants 24. Triple from 25. Got it from 25! Puts the exclamation point on this quarter and this half. Mike Winnowicki, 24 points, and Saugatuck leads by 28 after one half of play or score. Saugatuck 49, Bangor 21. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van, 92.7TheVan.com. Back back here at Saugatuck High School, where the Indians are leading 49-21, a game that's had one tie and two lead changes. But Saugatuck with a strong first quarter, outscoring their guests 28-8. And Mike Winnowicki holding the hot hand, scoring 24 points and has had six triples in this game. Blake Dunn with 10 already for Saugatuck. 3 points each for Wes Webber, Alex Segovia, and Jake Vermeulen, all with triples as the Indians are shooting over the Bangor 2-3 zone. Joe Koshelski and Alex Anschutz with 2 points each. Bangor led with 8 points from Cody Clark, 5 points from David Watkins, and 2 points each from Jacob Freisinger, Enrique Peterson, and Eugene Burns. Bangor has coughed up the ball 13 times to Saugatuck's 5, and Saugatuck 2 from 3 from the line, and Bangor is 3-4-5. When we come back, we'll get a preview of the girls' game through the eyes of their head coach, Kevin Tringali. We'll take a look at the Saugatuck girls in advance of the game against Bangor next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Back here at Saugatuck High School, halftime of the boys' game between Saugatuck and Bangor, with the Saugatuck Indians leading the Vikings 49-21. Second game, we'll bring it to you on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Our first chance to look at Kevin Tringali's Saugatuck Indians girls team, coming in with a report card of 5-3, but 1-2 in the SAC North. And Coach Tringali, this has been a little bit of a year transition. A lot of seniors left the squad, and so you had a relatively young team. How have they gelled? How have they been able to mold themselves into a team that right now at times could look very good?
Yeah, they're, the gel part is great. They're great kids. They work hard. They're figuring it out. You know, we've played well lately. We've won our last three games, and particularly on the defensive end of the court, holding teams under 20, 25 points. And that's something, that's really all we work on these days, is just the focus, the energy, and effort, because they coincide with one another tremendously.
Kevin, you mentioned focus, and that seemed to be the thing looking at some of the accounts after games. Teams have been slowing things down, forcing your team to be patient offensively. How have they adjusted?
Well, so far, you know, they've made adjustments. You know, with that said, you know, we've played early on. We lost to two state-ranked teams. And, you know, so the competition level was a little different than what it was now. But since Christmas, we've been focused, and I feel like, we're heading in the right direction.
Kevin, you've asked a lot of Morgan Bush because she is a returning veteran. You've asked a lot of her to do a lot of your scoring, a lot of your inside work. She seems to have responded.
Absolutely. I was real concerned of scoring. We lost 90% of our scoring to graduation, and we're actually averaging more points a game by about 8 or 9 points from last year. So Morgan has been a big part of that. She's averaging around 18 points a game. And now, you know, now she's starting to see some double and triple teams. So, we need all our girls to step up.
One of the girls that seems to have stepped up is one of the smallest girls in the entire Southwest Athletic Conference, in Jocelyn Silver. She's only 5'2", but at times she's played like somebody six inches taller in terms of her contributions on the court.
Absolutely. She's our leader on the court. She's, she has the ball in her hand about 80% of the time. Works extremely hard. I'm so proud of her. She came off an awful ACL injury her sophomore year and has just really worked hard to get back into I think she can be an all-conference player. She works on her shot every day. She's quick. She defends well. And between the two of them, they can cause some damage.
All right, before I talk about tonight's game, I do have to step away from it for just a moment and get your thoughts. Marlene Capitosto, one of your assistant coaches, we all know about Anna. Didn't play much first couple of years at Toledo. She's stepping up big time for the Rockets now.
Oh, no question. We are so, so proud of Anna. She had a chance to come home over break and work out with some of our girls, and it was a great experience for our kids. So, you know, a lot of times they think they're working hard or they have no idea, and Anna exemplifies that. She is one of the hardest working kids we've ever been around. As a matter of fact, tomorrow the entire team is going to go down to Western and support Anna. She has a 2 o'clock game against the Broncos, so we're going to carpool and support Anna play. But, yeah, absolutely, that's one proud mom is Coach Cap, and I'm lucky to still have her involved.
All right, let's talk about the opponent tonight, the Bangor Vikings. I mentioned at the outset in our broadcast, Kevin, the Saugatuck boys have had 4 straight wins against Bangor since Bangor swept them 3 years ago. It's the other way around for the girls. Bangor's won four straight since you swept them a couple of years ago.
Thanks for the reminder.
it might be a different team, but, the Indians are facing a team that can cause problems.
Oh, no question. I mean, they're always athletic and they're always scrappy. Thank God Monique has graduated.
Monique Johnson was just one tear.
She was just a tremendous rebounder. But I feel really good about our chances tonight. If we continue to play the way we've been playing and have that focus and energy that we talk about every single day. And the big thing is we need to value the basketball, value every possession. Because you can get away with it against some of the marginal teams. But when you go up to these conference games like the Gobles and Fenvilles and Bangors, you have to take care of the basketball. And we're going to do that tonight.
We'll talk to you after the game, Kevin Fingali. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks for having me.
That is the women's basketball coach, the girls' basketball coach here at Saugatuck High, Kevin Fingali. His team will take on Bangor in the second game of our doubleheader, and we'll have that for you here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com as Andrew Holtzen and the Saugatuck Band serenade the crowd here at Saugatuck High School. Both teams are back on the floor, the Saugatuck Indians and the Bangor Vikings, with Saugatuck enjoying a 49-21 lead. And when we come back, we'll get the second half underway. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. You can make the winning play, you can take home the gold, but it doesn't mean a thing without good sportsmanship. These games don't exist without the foundation of good sportsmanship. Teach lifetime lessons, so remember that nothing beats good sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. We're ready to start the second half with the Saugatuck Indians leading the visiting Bangor Vikings by a score of 49-21. Saugatuck will inbound to start the third quarter. And we get everything set up as the Indians now have the basketball. We're underway. Winnowicki dribbles right side, back of the rim, no. Rebound offensive, Webbert, fade away in the lane, got it. Webbert with the putback gives him five. Indians now lead at 51-21 by 30. So Winnowicki popped in six trays in the first half. Misses on his first triple try of the night of the second half. But Saugatuck in their home whites moving right to left in the boys' game in the second half. Cody Clark, pass inside for Enrique Peterson, deflected off of the knee of Tristan Farrar out of bounds, maintained by Saugatuck. Cody Clark will inbound. Quinton Johnson along with Tyler Graham, Enrique Peterson, and Ricky Ayala on the floor for Bangor. Here's a triple try by Clark, right side, no rebound. Oh, Graham gets the offensive putback. No, has another putback, misses that, deflected on the floor. Graham rolls it in the hands of Clark. Pass on the left side now for Johnson. Inside the arc, his jumper is no good. It hits the top support, and referee Jim Ogerboom says it's Saugatuck basketball. But again, Indians not rebounding very sharply, especially on the defensive end. It's something Tom Kaysen's been working on, but so far the lessons have not been totally learned. Blake Dunn, alley-oop to Wes Weber, who jams it home. Dunn and Weber timed that one perfectly. West with four in the quarter and seven in the game. 53-21, and that gets the blue crew on the far left side up and at him. Here's a drive by Watkins, off-balance shot, no rebound. Koshelski outlets out. Lob pass a little bit over the head of Weber to Dunn. Left side for Ferrara. Reset with Winnowicki to Dunn. Banger still in the 2-3 zone. They've been at it all night long. Webber will triple from the left side. Back of the rim, no. Winnowicki with the offensive putback and puts it in. So Winnowicki gets the putback of a Webber missed tray after Webber put back a Winnowicki missed tray in the early stages of this third quarter. 55-21. Saugatuck with a 33-point lead. Here's Cody Clark doing the weave with David Watkins. Triples left side, throws an air break. Rebound. Ferrara outlets out to Koshelski a little bit too far, but he is sharply and quickly deflects the ball off of Quinton Johnson out of bounds, maintains Saugatuck. Tom Kaysen's telling his team we want to run a little bit more. Saugatuck's listening. Koshelski will inbound. That's one way to break a press. Others shoot the trays. Inside the arc, jumper by Weber bounces up and in. Six in the quarter for Weber, nine in the game. Indians lead it by 36 and 57-21. They've scored the first 8 points of the quarter. Triple try by Johnson is no good. Rebound, Koszalski to Winnowicki. Triple left side, got it left side. That's seven trays for Winnowicki. 29 points in the game, and the Indians lead by 39, 60-21. As this game has become no longer competitive. Indians out to a 11-point run to begin the second half. Watkins, triple top of the circle, no. Blake Dunn's got it. Over the timeline, Winnowicki deflects it to Ferrara, left side. Dunn, pass deflected by Clark, out of bounds to Saugatuck. Substitution for Bangor, in comes Ricky Ayala. And gingerly coming off a little bit is Tyler Graham. He's okay, though. No medical is touching him as he'll go to the bench. 4:47 to go in the third quarter. Saugatuck leads it 60-21. Dunn had the ball deflected off of his leg to Johnson. Outlets out for Watkins, drives and scores. David with seven. That breaks an 11-point run. Triple try, Ferrara right side, no good. Rebound, Dunn offensive, his shot from the baseline, no. And Johnson this time alertly knocks it off of Dunn out of bounds, and it goes to Bangor. 37-point lead, and Saugatuck has done it with pressure defense, off-balance shots. Bangor has really not been squared on a lot of their shots. They've had some offensive rebounds, but even when they, and there's a steal by Winnowicki as he picked the pocket. Peterson drives and dunks. Winnowicki says, hey, I can jam just like anybody else in 6'3". 62-23, Indians by 39. Here's Watkins, triples right side. Short, rebound offensive Ayala. Kicks it out to Johnson. 12-footer left side, no. Rebound Blake Dunn for Saugatuck. Gets through three Vikings, he sees a outlet break. Alley-oop to Weber from Koszalski, 8.25. And 11 in the game for West, and two of them in alley-oops, 64-23. Saugatuck leads it by 41. In the lane shot, no good by Watkins. Koszalski, front court to Dunn. Triple left side, got it left side. 13 for Blake, 67-23. And Dick O'Day is going to call this Michigan Tile timeout. Michigan Tile, winner sale. Stop in. 67-23. Second timeout called by Coach O'Day. Saugatuck Indians back in action on Monday night. It'll be a doubleheader as the Saugatuck Indians take on their arch rivals, the Fenville Blackhawks, here at Saugatuck High School. Boys play first, girls play second. We'll be on the air at 5:10 Monday night here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. That is a makeup from a game postponed last month because of the elements. It's been all Saugatuck. They've outscored their guests by 18-2 to open up the third quarter. Wes Rubbard with eight. Mike Winnowicki with seven. And Tom Kazin sends a fresh five out on the floor. Joseph Shagway and Alex Segovia. Alex Anschutz and Jake Koenig and Austin Phillips. Those are the five on the floor for Saugatuck as the starters have proven their point. They might be giving the rest of the night off. And Tom Kazin wants his reserves, who had some difficulties early in the second quarter, to step up their game as they get some extended playing time. Tyler Graham with the basketball. Graham dribbles left side, kicks it to Clark. Clark in the lane. Clark gets it underneath for Ayala. Layup is no good. Rebound deflected to the hands of Shashagway. Out now, outlet for Segovia. And as Segovia drives, he got held up by David Watkins, and Watkins commits the first foul for either side here in the second half. So it'll be a common foul as referee Jim Ogerboom ruled that the foul came before the shot was taken. So in the bounds for Saugatuck. Lobs it. Does Segovia to Anschutz. Gets it back from Alex. The two Alexes. Now on the right side is Phillips to hand shoots. Foul line jumper. Rings in and out. Rebound snatched away by Tyler Graham of Bangor. 2:12 to go, third quarter. Saugatuck leads it 67-23. Ball knocked out of bounds. Off of the hands of Watkins, says our lead referee in this game, Ken Brownstrom. These guys can be refereeing two games, too. That's what it's usually the case when we have doubleheaders. Deflected pass to Anschutz in the offensive zone. In for Shishagway, underneath for Phillips. Turnaround, low post left. Shot is no good, but he was hacked by Quinton Johnson, and Johnson commits the foul. Quinton's second in the second against against Bangor here in the third quarter. Got the running clock now in all situations. And so foul line left will be Austin Phillips. I think once you get to a 40-point margin, you get the running clock. Second one coming for Shishagway. Second one coming, I should say, for Phillips. He'll miss them both, though. Saugatuck just 2 of 5, pedestrian 2 for 5 from the free throw line. Anger with the rebound, and Cody Clark in the lane. Underneath, they kick it back on the left side for Johnson. Fakes the shot, then takes the shot and draws the foul. We'll see as Paul Campen rules the foul against Shishagway. Two shots will be the foul. Third foul on Joe. He's the first player with 3 fouls on either side. So with a running clock and a half minute to go in the third quarter, Quinton Johnson foul line right, first of two. Hard. No good. Quinton has 2 points on the game. Bangor is 3 of 6 from the stripe. One more coming from Quinton. Misses that one. Rebound deflected. And off of the hands of Ricky Ayala. Out of bounds to Saugatuck. 7 seconds to go in the quarter in the running clock. Here is a short jumper by Koenig, right side. Inside the arc, he's got it. Jake's first two. And the quarter is over. A dominating quarter, 20-2. Saugatuck outscores their guests. They lead by 45 after 3 minutes of play. After three quarters, Saugatuck 69. And it's Bangor 24. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. We'll begin the fourth quarter with Bangor in possession of the ball, moving left to right. Down by 45, 69-24. David Watkins and Cody Clark have gone all the way. Ricky Isla gets the inbound pass. Tyler Graham and Quinton Johnson, the other two on the floor. Inside for Graham. A nice well-run play, and Graham executes it for the layup. Tyler's first two of the game. 69-26. We are playing with 69-25, I should say. Here is Shishagway. Deflected pass, gets it back, puts a short jumper in the lane, and good. Joe's first two. 71-25. Into David Watkins, walking over the timeline. Watkins loses the handle of the ball. Ball is deflected. Johnson recovers for Bangor. Cody Clark trying to get around the Saugatuck zone. Puts up a short jumper. No. Rebound off of the hands of Anschutz, but it's deflected by Clark out of bounds. And Dick O'Day says, how could that be? I tend to agree with you, but anyway, Saugatuck basketball. Minute gone of an 8-minute fourth quarter. And that's how long it'll take. With Saugatuck leading by more than 40. Shishagway, short shot, no. Rebound, banded out to David Watkins. Watkins wants to run, gets it over to Graham. Graham drives and scores. Two straight baskets for Tyler. 71-27, Saugatuck leads it. Here is Anschutz. Driving layup, no good. Rebound, Graham, the junior. Bounce pass to Clark. Right side in the front corner. Cody's got it. Cody Clark with 11. 71-30. On the front court, here's Segovia. Triples right side, got it right side. Alex with 2 trays and 6 points. 74-31. Saugatuck with the lead. 6 minutes to go. Watkins over the timeline. Spins. Off-balance shot. Nobody's fouled by Andrews. Alex's first foul. Second on the tribe. So foul line right will be Watkins. David is 1-for-3 on free throws. Bailey O'Brien, Jacob Vermeulen will come in after the first free throw. Watkins' first attempt rings off. 7 points for David. Segovia and Phillips will sit down. There's some pricing there. Preislinger comes in to replace Johnson. Watkins for the second one. Again, running clock. Indians lead it by 43. Second one is good for Watkins. He is now 2-for-5 at the free throw line and 8 points in the game. 71-31, Saugatuck leads it by 40. Here's Bailey O'Brien into the lane. Running scoop, got it! Bailey O'Brien with an athletic move there. 76-31, Saugatuck leads it by 40, by 45. Here's Watkins. Turn around, right side, no. And on the rebound, Anschutz moved the feet. He got pushed a little bit, but Paul Campen, the referee, says nope. Saugatuck Banger basketball, Saugatuck's seventh turnover of the game. 4:22 to go in this one with a running clock, and 76-32 Saugatuck leads. Cody Clark dribbles left side for Banger. Scoops, misses. Tries to get the rebound. We have a foul. Cody Clark a little antsy on that one. Commits the foul. First for Cody. And the third against Banger in the second half. Robert Alexander standing in the entryway on the far left side. He'll send his Bangor girls out for the second game. Hoping to at least salvage a split for the Vikings here in Saugatuck. The boys are going down in flames. Fifth straight win for Saugatuck in this series. And this one's very convincing. O'Brien triples right side. Air brick. Rebound put back up and in by Koenig. Jake with four. 78-31. Saugatuck leads it with 3:25 to go and a running clock. Fourth quarter. Clark right side with the dribble. Stops. Scoops it right into the hands of Koenig. Turnover 14 for Banger. Outlets quickly out for Shashagway. Puts the layup in, but he took three steps. You can't only take a step and a half. It's the eighth turnover against Saugatuck. Anschutz sits down. Phillips returns for Saugatuck. Clark in the front court for Banger. One-hander in the lane. No. Vermeulen with the rebound. Koenig to Phillips. Koenig front court. Koenig around a defender. Spins it into the hands of Clark. Turnovers in Saugatuck. They're third in the quarter and ninth in the game. And then ball deflected off of the hands of O'Brien on the Bangor break. Vikings will send Eugene Burns back into the game. David Watkins will sit down with 8 points. Cody Clark with 11, leading the Bangor Vikings. Saugatuck's got 31 from Mike Winowicki. 2:16 to go on a running clock, and Saugatuck leads at 78-32. We'll hear from Coach Tom Kazin following the game as we count down toward the girls' game in our basketball doubleheader tonight. Preislinger, left side for Graham. Drives, contact, foul. It's a blocking foul against Bailey O'Brien. And he's slow in getting up. So with 1:51, they'll stop the clock here with under 2 minutes. First of two for Graham is good. Tyler's got 5 points all here in the fourth quarter. 78-32. Second one is no good. Rebound Saugatuck. O'Brien for Mullen. O'Brien right side. Between the rings, Phillips. To the foul line. Off balance. One-hander is no. Rebound. Snatch off Shashagway to Vermeulen. Triples from the left side. He's a lefty. Doesn't get it. Deep rebound. Cody Clark's got it. Tries to dish it out and throws it out of bounds. Seeing it should be Saugatuck ball, and it is. Enrique Peterson returns. Minute 16 to go. Banger with only eight players rotating tonight. Right side triple, got it for Saugatuck's Austin Phillips. His first points of the game. 81-32, Saugatuck with the lead. We've done three games this year. It's been all blowouts for the boys. Here's Banks inside. Nice turnaround for Eugene Burns, I should say. In the lane, he's got four. 81-34. 45 seconds to go. And O'Brien and Burns collide, and we get a foul. It might be on Burns. He didn't think he did anything. But he did, according to Paul Camp. First foul on Eugene, fourth on Banger. Running clock with 26 seconds to go in the game. Dick O'Day has a chat with Campen. Inbounds for Mullen. Spun off his hands, out of bounds. Turnover, Saugatuck, 10th in the game, 4th in the quarter. Final 8 seconds. Cody Clark over the timeline. Clark wants to get the double figures, pulls it back out now for Peterson. His shot is no good. Rebound put back up and in by Freislinger to complete the game. Jacob with 4, and it makes the final score, Saugatuck 81 and Bangor 36. Listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Holly Rose, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. We are at Saugatuck High School. Front end of a doubleheader tonight with the Saugatuck Indians and the visiting Bangor Vikings, with Saugatuck taking the first game by a convincing 81-36 score, and we'll have Coach Tom Kazin joining us momentarily as we take a look at the numbers here. All right, here we go. First of all, for the Bangor Vikings, who fall to a record now of 2-6 and 2-2 in the SAC North. They were led tonight by Cody Clark with 11 points, 8 points for David Watkins, 5 points for Tyler Graham, 4 each for Jacob Freislinger and Eugene Burns, 2 points for Quentin Johnson and Eugene Peterson. Ricky Ayala played but did not score. Bangor was 5-4-11 at the free throw line and committed 14 turnovers in the game. For Saugatuck, which raises its record to 7-1, 3-0 in the SAC North, led tonight by Mike Winowicki with 31 points and 7 triples in that 31. 13 points for Blake Dunn. That is a season high for the freshman. 11 points for Wes Webert. 6 points for Alex Segovia. 4 points for Jake Koenig. 3 points for Austin Phillips and Jake Vermeulen. And 2 points each for Joe Koshelski, Alex Anschutz, Joe Shishagwe, Tristan Ferrara, and Bailey O'Brien, the entire 12-man Saugatuck varsity roster played and scored for the Indians. Indians were 2 of 5 from the free throw line, 10 turnovers on the game. We had one lead change, 2 ties very early on, but Saugatuck dominating the game in the early stages of each half. A 28-8 first quarter and a 20-2 third quarter. The difference is in this particular contest as Saugatuck wings up its 5th straight victory over the Bangor Vikings over the last 3 seasons. And so head coach Tom Kazin making his way to our broadcast location on the mezzanine level here at Saugatuck High School, while Kevin Tringali's Saugatuck girls are loosening up in front of us. And Tom Kazin now joins us to talk a little bit about tonight's game. 81-36, Tom Kazin. I should be here a little bit more often. Every time I come in here, you guys put up big numbers.
You're welcome anytime, Gary. You're welcome.
And we'll be here on Monday night as well. It seemed as if once Saugatuck got its game going, first quarter, third quarter, once all the gears started moving, things moved well.
It was. You know, I have to be honest with you, we've been struggling offensively. Michael and Wes really been kind of having a hard time finding it. Tonight they found it, and then we fed off of that.
Now, they slapped up a 2-3 zone on the Indians throughout the game, daring Saugatuck to shoot from the outside, and Michael Winnowicki responded, 7 trays.
You know, Gary, 9 times out of 10, we practice it a lot. We welcome it because we have such good outside shooters. Fortunate for us, the shots were going in tonight. I want to say Michael was probably 11 for 13 from the three-point line or something like that. But, you know, couldn't be happier right now.
Now, when Wes is playing well and he had a good third quarter, a couple of alley-oops really got everybody going, Michael's shooting the ball well. Everybody knows these guys. You need a third option. Blake Dunn, the last two games, 11 points a season high Tuesday night. He upset by 2 tonight with 13.
It's like I told you. I'm so impressed with his work ethic. Going forward, he's going to have to step up even more. So I asked somebody, a third person, to step up, and he took the challenge.
I always like to ask about a player that doesn't get a lot of the pub. I mean, we talk about Wes. We talk about Mike Winnowicki. We're talking more about Blake Dunn. Tuesday night, I talk about Jake Vermeulen. He had a three tonight, but he does a good job. I kind of want to say, if you need scoring off the bench, Segovia's got to do it. He hit a couple of trays tonight, but especially early in the second quarter when it was all reserves, you got to get somebody to lead the way offensively. Segovia can do it if he has more confidence with his shot.
He does. Alex, he's a starter, and I ask him to come off the bench because he gives us that defensive spark, and then once his defense kicks in, he plays a great offense. And Alex, he's another kid that's worked hard. He's accepted his role, and he's playing hard.
All right. One final question. The preliminaries are over to a certain extent. Both told you, team, we focus on Hartford. We focused on Bloomingdale last Friday. We focus on Bangor tonight. Now you can look ahead. Fenville Monday night for the division lead. The Blackhawks were supposed to come here last month. They're going to be playing on Monday night. It's going to be a pretty good one.
They're solid. And we're going to have our hands full. And hopefully our kids come to play, and I think it'll be a great high school basketball game.
Tom Kazin, we'll look forward to chatting with you before the game on Tuesday, on Monday night.
All right, thanks, Gary. Thanks for coming.
Tom Kazin, the head coach of the Saugatuck High School boys basketball team, after an impressive 81-36 victory over the Bangor Vikings. Both the Vikings and the Saugatuck Indians girls are loosening up. We'll start previewing this game for you next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Why do they officiate? Ken Bronstrom, Jim Hogaboom, and Paul Campen could do other things on a Friday night. But here at Saugatuck High School, after working 32 minutes of a boys' high school game, they're back out on the floor to referee the girls' contest. It'll be coming up in a few moments between the Saugatuck Indians and the Bangor Vikings. So why do these guys and others like them throughout the state officiate? Well, some officiate for the love of the sport. Others officiate simply because they just love being around kids. And then some decided to get the striped shirt on because they got sick and tired about complaining about officials, and, well, they did something about it by becoming one. To become a registered high school game official, call the MHSAA or go to MHSAA.com. You can be a referee. Message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Holly Rose, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens, and we are counting down towards the girls' half of our basketball doubleheader here at Saugatuck tonight, with the boys winning the first game 81-36. So now we turn our attention to the girls' game. And the Saugatuck Indians and the Bangor Vikings come into this game. Saugatuck at 5-3, Bangor at 3-5, but Bangor is 2-2 in the SAC North, while Saugatuck is 1-2. So the Indians looking to get back to the 500 mark, and a game that they feel they could be able to be competitive with. And if you had listened to our boys' game at halftime, head coach Kevin Tringali was hopeful that his team can continue their strong progress. They've been playing very good basketball in recent games, and hopeful that be able to parlay that into a victory tonight against a Bangor team that is missing a lot of its weapons from previous years due to graduation. When we come back, let's take a look at those visiting Bangor Vikings. and we'll look to that in about 60 seconds from now. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Back here at Saugatuck High School, let's take a look at the Bangor Vikings. As we mentioned, the girls are 3-5 on the season, 2-2 on the campaign, as they're in the middle of a very tough stretch of games in which they are playing six straight road games, and they split their first two away from home last Friday, the winning of losing at Martin 65-35, and then winning on Tuesday night against Marcellus 52-45. Behind 13 points from Chelsea Bird and 11 points from Kylie Wisniewski. But as head coach Robert Alexander will say, they lost a lot when they lost Monique Johnson, a very strong player, a very athletic player. Monique scored 22 points in two games against Saugatuck, each in two games, I should say, and a couple of victories over Saugatuck last year as basically a one-girl wrecking crew. And so it's been a little bit of rebuilding here for Coach Alexander and the Bangor Vikings. They do have, they started off the season winning two in a row, but then lost four straight before winning on Tuesday night at Marcellus. So they're hopeful of parlaying that into a victory tonight. When we come back, let's take a look at the Saugatuck Indians, our first chance to look at the Tribe in terms of the girls' side. We have not been able to do so this year. We'll do that next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Back here at Saugatuck High School, as Kevin Tringali told us at halftime, he lost 90% of his team's offense to graduation last season. Only Morgan Bush was back from last year's starters, and Morgan has done a nice job coming off a 10-point performance and a win Tuesday night against Lawton 43-22, but other players have stepped up as well. As Saugatuck began the season, it's kind of tough, while losing two of their first three games, and splitting and going 2-5 in the December half of the schedule. But once the new year started, it was a new leaf for the Saugatuck Indians. Three state victories, including a victory here against Hartford on the 8th, the makeup of the postponed game from a week ago Tuesday, 31-21. Then wins on the road at Bloomingdale and Lawton have helped the Saugatuck cause. And as we mentioned, Morgan Bush, the 6'2 junior, a lot is expected of her, and teams are knowing that and have sagged on her a little bit. And Jocelyn Silva has stepped up and picked up the ball since then. Jocelyn with a 10-point performance in the win on Monday night against Lawton. Tuesday night's win against Lawton. She's had 15 points in the game. But the Indians need more than just those two players to score, because outside of them, nobody scored more than 7 points in a game. So certainly offense has been a challenge for head coach Kevin Tringali and the Indians, and they're hopeful of being able to continue their solid play, work from their defense, and build their offense through their defense. And it's been effective so far, as they've held opponents under 30 points four times this season, and in all four times they have won the game. The only time they've won a game which they've allowed opponent more than 30 points a game was that 45-41 win in Lawrence last month. Let's take a look at the series between these two schools. As we mentioned in the outset of the boys' game, Saugatuck had won four straight before their blowout win in the boys' game tonight, 81-36. And that's now five straight wins since Bangor swept the boys in 2010-20 in the 2011 season. It's been the other way for the girls. Bangor has won four straight against Saugatuck since the Indians took both games against the Vikes in the 2011 season. Victories last year in Bangor, 54-40, and here 49-40, as Monique Johnson had 22 points in each of those games. Jordan Winowicki, the graduated forward, had 15 points in the second meeting to pace Saugatuck in the highest score in those games against Bangor last season. So the Indians and the Bangor Vikings are going through their final team talks with their coaches, Robert Alexander for Bangor and Kevin Tringali for Saugatuck. It'll be interesting to see how this game plays out. Both teams trying to search for an identity, losing a lot of their firepower from last year, and seeing who will step up as we now get into the meat of the regular season. We mentioned this a little bit in our conversation with Tom Kazin before the boys' game, and it bears repeating on the girls' side as well, in the fact that the Saugatuck Indians and the Bangor Vikings are now playing a lot of games in a short period of time, and players need to step up and get into the routine of playing on a regular Tuesday, Friday basis. Both teams back out to the floor to go through final warm-ups. We'll get the starters for you and then get this one going next on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. This broadcast is made possible by authority granted by the Saugatuck Public School District. It's intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience, any rebroadcast or other retransmission or other distribution of the prescriptions and the accounts of this game without the express written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. The announcer has been selected as employed by Midwest Communications. Now, we say that because of legal purposes, but you can be able to listen to the game not only on 92.7 The Van, but also online at 92.7TheVan.com. We're streaming live, and we'll have a podcast of this particular game, as well as the boys' game and all of the other Saugatuck games we broadcast on our website at 92.7TheVan.com. Go to WHCC, WYVN High School Sports, and listen to the game again, and you can download it as well. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Bangor Vikings, we will see Sarah Adams, a sophomore, as one of the starters. Jordan Allen, who is a senior center. Kylie Wisniewski, who is a sophomore. No heights given by Bangor, and their athletic director, Mary Spade, not divulging that. Cheyenne Schultz, the senior, the start, and Chelsea Bird, the junior. Bird coming off a 13-point performance on Tuesday night. Wisniewski with 11 points in the winning effort. Bangor is in their cardinal red road jerseys with black numerals outlined in white and black and white trim. Saugatuck in their home whites with royal blue numerals and outlined in orange and royal blue and orange trim. They will have Jocelyn Silver, the 5'2 senior at one guard, along with Carolyn Finn, the 5'7 junior.